Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. You made it. You made it through another week. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! We made it. We didn't cuss nobody out. We didn't choke a bitch. We're trying to be our most happy, positive self with these fools. And so we are going to go into this next week just more happy. Why? Because hopefully it's a short week. It's a light week. It's Thanksgiving. So let's give thanks. Let's eat. I know that's what I'm going to be doing. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. There should be a show that comes out the Sunday after Thanksgiving. But you know what, y'all? I'm not going to make that promise, okay? So you might miss a week. We might miss a week for the holiday. We'll see. I'm going to pray on it. But as for this week going into Thanksgiving, knowing that we're wrapping up the year, knowing that everybody's going to start getting anxious around these conversations around performance and talent management and all that bullshit. Because it's all made up, y'all. It's all subjective. I know a lot of people might say, Felicia, it's not subjective. I mean, if somebody isn't doing a good job, then they're just not doing a good job. Listen, the vast majority of times, it's not that you're not doing a good job. It's that somebody has an expectation of you that you didn't know about or didn't understand or you weren't clear on. You didn't know you needed to ask for clarity. You didn't get that you needed to understand. Some shit you just can't figure out. Some people can't read between the lines, which is why I do this show. And that's why today I'm going to talk through as quickly as I can, y'all. I'm going to try not to be long-winded on this, but there's a lot I'm trying to unpack. But I want you to understand that if you want to be promoted, if you're looking at, I did all this great work, I want to be promoted, I should be promoted, you think you should be promoted, do not say, I want a promotion. That's what we're going to talk about today. Because when you say, I want a promotion, if something happens in the world, in the air of the building that you work in, and your boss, like, the devil comes into her body, and it just all gets crazy. So I'm going to talk about why you don't say that and what you should do instead and how you really work on getting your promotion. All right, look. I know it seems like common sense to, you know, have your one-on-one with your boss and, you know, you think y'all cool. She seem cool. Everything is cool. You've been busting your ass. You've been getting good feedback. Like, oh, good job. Good job, Felicia. Good job. So you're thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm about halfway through this rotation thing with this role. You know, we need to start talking about what this next role looks like, what this next promotion looks like. That's what you think. So you meet with your boss, you have your agenda ready, you're excited because you've got all your ducks in a row and you got everything lined up, right? Like you prepared. And so you tell your boss, so Becky, you know, I've just really been working hard this year and I've had some great wins and I really have worked to exceed expectations. And so I really think, you know, by this time next year, you know, I really think I'll be ready to like move to the next level and get this promotion. Like, I want to be promoted. tell you something. When you tell these people, Becky or Bob, when you tell them you want to get promoted, there is a contrarian that is awakened in their spirit, especially if they white. And I know a lot of people be like, Felicia, how could you say that? No, let me tell you something. I have experienced this way too much. And then I have seen it happen way too many times to us. We will go to our white boss and we will say, yeah, you know, I really want a promotion. And then whatever little demon is inside their DNA from their slave owner ancestors comes alive and awake and says, oh, so you think you're ready for a promotion? That's interesting. Well, you know, we're going to have more conversations about this because there's some things that the organization is going to want you to demonstrate. And they do that shit. And everybody talks about this in like loosely, right? Like they tell you what the bar is. Then you meet the bar and they're like, well, you know what? This lateral move would be better for you because you also need to demonstrate now, you know, LMNOP. And you're like, but okay. So then you go run, do that. And you're like, okay, so I should be ready for promotion now because I did everything y'all said. Well, not yet. You know, this person was ready before you and it wouldn't have been fair. And excuse, 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 excuse. Or if Becky don't like you, you'll get the following response. Well, Felicia, you just haven't demonstrated mastery in this role. Like, I need you to demonstrate that you are a brand manager. And we're not seeing you work at that level. Bitch, what? Oh, okay. Triggered. Okay. Bring it back, Felicia. Okay. Or you'll get all kinds of things in between. The point is, what you need to understand is stop saying the words, I want to get promoted, or I'm looking to get promoted, or can you help me get promoted? Like, just don't say the word promotion, promoted, promote, like, about yourself. Because these people are crazy, okay? We have established that, like, eons and episodes ago, right? It doesn't get you your promotion to say, I want my promotion. Okay? Just facts. One thing saying you want to get a promotion does do, though, is let you know how much your manager don't like you. That will definitely come out quick if you tell your manager you want to be promoted. And also give them a time, even if it's like a year and a half from now. Say like, well, I've been in my role for a year, so like in 18 months, I think I'll be ready for promotion. Yeah, say that to that bitch and find out what happens. You're going to be sorely disappointed. How many of y'all been there? Say amen, hallelujah, Lord. Really? Yes, really. This is how this goes down, okay? So the point is, your words are empty. It is truly about your actions that get you promoted. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some of these actions that you need to do in order to really get your next promotion. We'll be right back. Hey, you guys. So I am working on some ideas for new content for season 4 and possibly some new formatting of the show. So with that said, I want to know if you guys want me to share listener letters on the air. And if you do, and you have certain situations and you feel like, hey, I want everybody to know that this stuff happens because it happened to me, then hit me up at ask@trillmba.com and tell me your story. Tell me what you want me to share. Tell me if I can get into a little bit of the nitty gritty. I'm not gonna share company details unless it's all out there, and you're a guest on the show. So we're not here to blast companies. What we are here to do with the listener letters is take your situation and help the next sister trying to make it through the same thing. So if you want to be of help, hit me up, ask@trillmba.com. Share your story with me. I will definitely be cognizant of we all need our checks. And hopefully we can all have some good learnings, right? Because everybody's experience is a little different, but there's so many things that are so similar that we really need to start telling our stories. So hit me up and let's get back to the show. All right. So listen, we're talking about getting promoted today. So you already know, step one, don't tell your boss you want to get promoted. Don't even use those words. Don't approach her or him with that. Just don't, okay? The first step you need to do is a deep dive into how talent is managed at your company from a policy and procedure standpoint. What is the policy? What is the procedure? Okay, so my company has a policy and procedure. Where the hell do I find that? Right. I get it. So listen, every big company, every Fortune 500, probably every Fortune 1000, but any company that has some semblance of system and process. Now listen, all these companies are fucked up. Let's just be real, right? In some form or fashion, they are batshit crazy. It doesn't matter how shiny and good and how nice the branding is of the company on the outside. You can ask anybody at any of these companies and they will tell you, oh, girl, it's a shit show. They're all a bunch of shit shows. You got a whole bunch of human beings in a big old building just trying to figure it out. So this whole expectation of like a seamless, tight running ship, But there are some commonalities that are at these companies. And one of those commonalities is having a process of how we evaluate talent. Now, there's two prongs to this, right? So the first one you need to understand is what's on paper, what's in the documentation of the company. And you can usually find this on the company intranet. I know, that place that you don't have time to fuck with because you're too busy doing your goddamn job. Right, that place. Yes, sis, it's time for you to carve out some time. Take a look at all those emails HR been sending you that you ignore because your boss ignores and everybody ignores it. And then at the last minute, at the end of the year, everybody's scrambling to get something in the system. You know, that same system that sends you that process that you have to do at the end of the year where you have to watch a video and agree not to steal from the company or do insider trading or whatever. Yeah, that place. Wherever all that stuff is, you know, that place that you go to input your objectives and you have to click submit, or the place where you go where you submit a plan for your career or let them know like, hey, I would like to be a senior director someday. You know, that place. In that place, you will find, and it will take a search. Right? They don't give it all to you that easy. But you will find whatever documentation the company wants you to have about how the company manages talent. And you need to read it with a fine-tooth comb. You need to be asking questions. You need to understand, how do I fit into this? Does this make sense? What questions do I have? Would this work for me? So without naming names, most of the companies I've been at, they've pretty much been transparent about, hey, this is how we see talent. Some of y'all we're going to see as high potential talent, and most of y'all we're going to see as great workers. And I'm just like, man, this is some BS. But most companies have some type of process where they rate talent. And for better or for worse, there's a process. You need to understand what that process is, because this is also how they decide succession planning. It's also how they decide who gets promoted and to where. The reason why you need to understand how the company looks at this, what their process is, you need to understand the timing. If you're having a hard time getting your hands on this information, then you gotta set up time with your division or department's HR business manager. I know, it's HR. Now understand, this person is not your friend, okay? So let's lay some ground rules for this fact-finding meeting. Number one, do not ask this person about your personal talent call or rating or what your manager has said about you. Do not ask HR any of that stuff. And even though this person knows that stuff, because guess what? They're in the room. That person is in the room when senior leaders are evaluating the talent in your department. So you and your peers and your bosses are in that room. HR is in all those rooms, right? So this person knows a lot. You want to go in and ask this person very specific questions. Questions like, hey, I was looking on the intranet and I was looking for the process of how talent is evaluated at the company. And I either couldn't find it or I found it. And I just want to ask some clarifying questions. I would set up a coffee chat with this person, because basically this is their job. And I would form it in a way where it's more like you being interested in them and what they do. Why? Because usually people are scared of HR, which you should be. Or they don't trust HR, which you shouldn't. But HR knows this. And all they are human beings that want to be liked. And they're in this situation where they would like to be good to people. Most of them. Some of them are just the devil incarnate, and they love to serve the underlord, and that's what they do in corporations. Some of them. I have seen them. I have unfortunately worked with them. I have been laid off by some of them. But then I've also worked with like real human beings that are just like really trying to do right by people and the company, which is like competing priority. But hey, hopefully you have a human being that wants to be human. And if that's the case, they want to talk about themselves. And so you use that understanding of human behavior. Oh, Felicia, where'd you get that? From the book I keep telling y'all to read, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Please get the book, read it. It helps. But anyway, meet with HR, ask them the clarifying questions. But at the end of the day, you need to make sure you understand how talent is evaluated and managed, how succession happens and succession planning happens in your organization, and how that impacts your division, department, your team, your group. Your HR business partner can tell you all of that. And so you just ask them just in general. Tell them you're interested, like, and what's that like for you? You know, how do you play a role in that? I figure you have a lot of influence. Like, and then is there any way I could be helpful in that process? Like, what are things that I should be doing every quarter, every year to make sure that I'm facilitating this process and making it easier on you? Because I'm sure there are people who do not input the things that they need to input on time and when they need to input. And so the HR persons are running around like a chicken with their head cut off, trying to get people to do things that they know they're supposed to do, but are ignoring because, oh, they're so busy. So just make it a conversation. Get the information. That is what you need here. You need information. And so at the end of the day, the biggest point here is to know the policy process on paper, okay? And the reason why this is so important is because if you understand the process, then you can start seeing if your boss is acting within the process or outside of the process. And if they are acting outside of the process, that should signal to you that there is an unwritten rules part of the process. That's the second prong. So every company, usually, when it comes to talent management, they have policy and guidelines and procedures, which HR has meticulously thought about, and they've brought in consultants to set up, and IT has worked the system where you can input it all into this application, blah, 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 blah. And then there's the shit the senior leaders actually do, right? And sometimes those two things don't quite go together. At least that's what it looks like. Now, maybe it does go together and it's just some shit I can't see. I don't know. All I'm saying is there's the stuff on paper and then there's the stuff that actually happens. And you need to understand both. The other thing you need to understand is your boss doing all the things that they're supposed to be doing? So, for example, there's a company I will not name that has a process that managers are supposed to input monthly information about their direct reports into the system. Now, supposedly, this doesn't quite go anywhere. It's just, you know, supposed to help build over the year to see if this person is doing the right things. And now your boss is also supposed to have a meeting with their direct reports and to talk about what they put in and have, you know, real-time feedback discussions, open dialogue, whatever. So that's the actual process. What actually happens is managers are putting in stuff and not having conversations. So they put in stuff every month because that's what they're supposed to do. And they get dinged if they don't do that. But they don't have a way to track if the manager actually had a real conversation or not. So there's a disconnect between what's on paper and what's actually being said. And those are the things that you need to pay attention to. And you need to work to figure out how to find out what your boss actually said about you on paper versus what your boss is telling you to your face. Because if those two things don't match, that's a problem. Now, when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about your next step in planning your way to a promotion. We'll be right back. So it's currently 11:35 p.m. and I am working on this podcast. And sometimes, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, life. But then I go to the reviews and I see reviews like this one. Love this podcast by HR Bay. So see, y'all HR people, y'all be listening. HR Bay says, "This podcast has changed my life and my perspective and my career. I thought I was the only person that was going through crazy stuff in corporate America. I've learned how to take my career back and not throw in the towel. Thanks, Trill MBA. Much love and respect to you." And so at 11:36, I am going to still be working on this podcast because I just remember when I felt the same, that I'm like, okay, one of us is crazy and I'm saying it's not me and y'all are saying it's me and I'd be damned. Sis, you are not alone. So thank you for listening. Thank you guys for your support. you are the reason why I do this podcast, because I want us to know and believe that we are everything and anything we put our minds to, that we can take this world by storm, be it entrepreneurship, be it corporate citizenship, and just getting into corporate leadership and running the hell out of this world. Like, you know, basically Beyonce be telling us, we run the world, y'all. So we just have to own it. And I just want to say thank you for leaving comments and reviews and your emails. Please keep it coming, because as you can see, since I started working, I can't just record in the middle of the day like I used to. So I appreciate you guys. Please go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever app you listen to, and you can rate, review. Please do that stuff. Please tell your friends. Do not keep this podcast to yourself. Tell people about this information, and I'm going to continue to work to bring you content that's actionable in real time that you can take and work on and use every week. That is my promise. I want to see us rise to the top of wherever our journey takes us. And we can do it. And I want you to have somewhere you can come every week and just have somebody tell you that you got this, because you do. All right, you guys, I love you. And let's wrap up the show. All right. So, you know to stop saying you want a promotion. So just take that out of your vocabulary. You know that you need to do a deep dive and truly understand the process of how talent is managed and how people actually get promoted at your company. So now what do you do with that information? You make a plan. Woohoo! Yes. Action. Make a plan. So, all right, Felicia, make this fucking plan. When I got time to make this plan? You don't. You have to make time to make the plan. You have to carve it out. You have to work on it. All right. So now that you've done your research and you understand talent management process from a policy perspective, and you understand what your boss actually be doing and how leaders are actually acting, that there are unwritten rules to this, so you understand all that. So now what you need to focus on are two main things, and I talk about this all the time. You need to focus on, one, cultivating relationships. Point blank period. Number one, building relationship. And two, you need to focus on what your plan is to meet the requirements of getting promoted based on what's in the policy and on paper. So the two things you need to focus on. So let's talk about this first one, building relationships. One of the best strategies, especially when you have a boss that doesn't like you, is to work to build relationships outside of your boss with all the people who are going to be in the room when you're calibrated. And one thing I want you to understand is when you are meeting with other people and your boss comes up in these meetings, always talk positively about this bitch. Even if she is the most hateful, evil, conniving, grinning your face, know you talking about me behind my back. You are sitting up there discouraging me, making me feel like shit, talking to me crazy, being disrespectful, not being helpful, not setting me up for success, actually setting me up for failure. And the list can go on and on about all the evils of your boss. However, comma, to the outside world, this person is amazing. They are awesome. They do cool work. They're great to work with. And all that good stuff. Because guess what? If you talk positively about your boss to all the people that she works with that are going to be in the room calibrating you and your peers, what'd it look like if she started talking crazy about you? it creates cognitive dissonance for people. It's like, wow, Felicia has said all these great things about you, and you sitting up here talking crazy about her. And that's the thing about humans. So understand, as Black women, it's not our work output that they use against us. It's always the soft shit that's hard to calculate. So I hear a lot of Black women say, that's why I work in feels like sales, because you can't defeat these numbers. The numbers are the numbers. I'm 350% to plan. What? I love it. That's awesome. But most of us work in this soft, squishy space where you can meet all your objectives. You can get projects done, things launched, save the company money, make the company money. And if this bitch don't like you, you know what she gonna come and do? Well, you know, Felicia, she met all of her objectives, but it's the how. And when I think about her as a leader in the organization, I don't know if she has the executive maturity. All coded language, all coded feedback. So the great thing is, when you're in that meeting, if I've had an interaction with you, and I'm in that meeting, and I hear your boss say that, I'm going to be like, well, actually, I've interacted with Felicia several times, and she came off as nothing but the consummate professional. So can you give us examples? And that's the shit you want to happen in that room when you're not there. But the only way you can get that to happen is that you build relationships and manage the perception of you. You own your narrative. So basically, y'all, we got a Beyonce our work. Beyonce owns her narrative. She tells her story. Nobody else tells her story but her. You know as much about Beyonce as she wants you to know. But she shares in a way that tells a story about her. And it's very consistent. It's consistent and evolving and growing. That's a great strategy for all of us. Everybody. I don't care who you are. Black, white, brown, yellow, green. Any human in corporate. That is a fabulous strategy. But for us Black women, it is crucial for us to control our narrative. In the workplace, outside of the workplace, just we have to control the narrative. And how we do that is through building relationships and being intentional in our interactions with other people. And one way that shows up is in rooms that we're not in. So I want you to think about that. So I know it's hard. We all have bad days. We all don't feel good. Hell, sometimes it's just gas. Like sometimes you literally gotta fart. And, you know, some of us just make faces. And people will take that. If they don't know you, they will take that and they will run. Be like, she got an attitude. I saw her and she had this stank face. And that's what people do. So that's why I always tell you, go into work as your happiest self as you can. And I know every day is not perfect, but if you focus and be intentional every day to say, okay, I'm going to go in here, I'm going to be happy as fuck every day. It's very hard for somebody to say something negative about you when people are not having negative interactions with you. Make sense? And I'm not saying this is easy. I'm just saying you have to focus on your best possible outcome. And in order to do that, this is what you got to do. Be happy. The other thing I need you to do is be intentional about staying focused on meeting the milestones based on the policy. Okay? And so you just need to create a plan around that to make sure that your projects align to showing and demonstrating that you're ready for the next level, right? You want to show that you're playing above your weight. And I used to hate when one of my mentor slash bosses would say that to me. I just was like, if you say this one more time. But it was so right. So right. And I can appreciate it now that I don't work for him. The other thing you need to focus on being intentional about is your language. I want you to use the company's vernacular every chance you get. Learn acronyms as soon as you can if you're like new to the organization. And I mean, use them often. I want you to sound like you eat, live, breathe this organization, right? But I want you to be conscious of when there's new people around. And so use the acronym, but then also tell, you know, the new people what the acronym stands for. Don't just talk that yang with new people. That is so frustrating. As someone in a new role at a company who has a bunch of acronyms, it is just like every 5 minutes, like, wait, I'm sorry. What does that mean? What is ABC? What is LMNOP? What is QRSD? What is HIKD? What is all this? It's crazy. But make sure you do that. Once I learn an acronym, I try to use it as much as I can in conversations at this point. The other thing, I want you to be methodical about building your plan, okay? And you should really focus on gaining information and building relationships. Those are the two things. And know that this plan is going to shift and adjust over time because the more you know. So, I hope this information has been helpful. If there's anything that was confusing, and it's hard because I can't use real examples. Like, I so want to use examples from my current job, but I can't, because then I'd be telling everything. And I signed papers. So y'all, we gotta separate church and state. I need to get these checks. But if there's anything that is confusing or doesn't make sense or you need some clarity on, hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. I'm always happy to answer your questions. Y'all know I'm working now, so give me a couple days to get back to you. And sometimes it's not even that I'm slow getting back. It's really, I'm trying to be thoughtful about your reply. Like, I want to make sure I really answer your question. So if you don't hear from me a couple days, if it's more than a week, hit me back again, because your email might have got lost, unfortunately. I'm only human, you guys. Work with me. But as always, if you need some help or advice, go to trillmba.com/coaching. You can schedule time with me, a 30-minute call to strategize. It's $40. It is well worth it. And I'm glad to use the time. But as my friends have said, time ain't free. Get your life. So I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Again, if you need anything, just hit me up, ask@trillmba.com. As we wind down the year, I'm going to have a little free time. So this will be the best time, you know, at the end of December to really capture my attention. I will be starting a new class in Q1, When at Work. I'll be giving out more details about that when the new season starts. I am refining my poor little students now. They've been my guinea pigs, but it has been amazing to see just in these few weeks the transformations that they're having at work and the traction they're getting on getting their next promotion. So I'm excited about that. I want you guys to always remember that you can do this, okay? I know it's not easy all the time. And we do get frustrated. We're human. But look, it's not saving lives. Like, you're not saving babies. Like, the vast majority of you guys are not saving babies. Unless you're, like, working in a hospital or you're a first responder. Like, if you're selling gadgets or food or services or something, if you're selling some stuff, you are not saving lives, okay? Like, in real time. So let's have some perspective. All right, you guys. Until next week, possibly, have a happy Thanksgiving and keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.